Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. They're celebrating 10 years. You can find them on Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's, downtown on East Johnson Street and Livingston Street, Monona Drive, and in Sun Prairie. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Some surf punk rock now. Venus and Furs on Max Inc. Radio.
Sailor Duster wearing tight white pants. Minor Sinister, a man of romance. Holding hands behind the golden shield. Their love today forever sealed. Hello, it's nice to see you again. Please help us to save Wisconsin. Hello, it's nice to see you again. Please help us to save Wisconsin.
Radio, we are local music. Venus and Furs, Left Mitten from Just Try It On 2015. Always fun.
Oh, so much
with some
fun.
Venus and Furs. Mm-hmm. And on the phone with us right now is Marlo Darkin from Venus and Furs.
Yay!
She's here to tell us all about Punk Picnic coming up on September 10th at Lake Farm Park. Marlo, good evening and welcome
Hi,
to Max Inc. Radio.
Terry,
hi, girl.
You?
Oh, it's great to talk with you. You know, we were talking about girls' rock camp and ladies' rock camp a bit earlier. And Jimmy Kay, you might not know, Marlo is one of the amazing instructors.
I did not know that.
She is. So see, your wife really needs to go. She needs to go. To work with yeah. someone like Marlo, very, very lucky.
So what is your experience at girls' rock camp, ladies' rock camp? What have you taken from that, Marlo?
Yeah. Oh, it's an amazing organization. I can't speak highly enough about it. It's I've been doing it for probably 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
And I just started doing ladies rock camp not too long ago.
Good.
I've been doing girls rock camp for the longest time.
I need you to be my drum instructor.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I know.
Come take drums, Terry. It's going to be amazing.
Maybe Jimmy Kay's wife would be in the band.
Yeah, and you can have three sessions to choose from this year, so it's extra special.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We have so much fun.
Yes.
And it's just so empowering. I mean, the ultimate goal, I mean, Beth Kelly is just an amazing human, but the ultimate goal of Girls and Ladies Rock Camp is really to get women to learn how to collaborate with each other and communicate and advocate for themselves. And it's such a needed skill in our society. And to have something like that where young girls can learn that early on. I mean, we see it when they come back years later, how, like, you know, just amazing they are with each other and just supportive, super supportive and such good hearts. And oh, it's just, I can't hear her smiling.
Yeah. And I have to throw in real quick, too, my goddaughter, McKay. She has come to many sessions, and she was a drummer again this last time. A couple of her best friends are now because of Girls Rock Camp. And she lives in Green Bay, but these girls keep in touch and played in a band together again. And, oh, it's just so amazing.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Okay, but we have to talk to you about Punk's Picnic.
Yes.
I have heard good things about this. Okay, tell us.
So let me tell you the history. So Natalie Hinckley is my best friend and bassist in Venus and Furs, and she came up with this idea to have a punk potluck and call it Punk's Picnic. And she just, you know, basically get all of our friends together that are in bands, and most of our friends' bands are in hard rock punk bands. And you know, people bring their puppies, their babies, the food, yard games, you know, you name it. And it's just a great event where we can all listen to music and get together and hang out for the day. And again, support each other, right? Like, we're all musicians, and it's nice to have friends hang out with each other and not a bar scene, because we're so used to playing at night when our families can't see us. So it's cool to see the kids come out and enjoy the show. And we're, you know, we're breeding a new generation of punks.
Excellent. And that's the cool thing. That's the charm about Punk's Picnic. I like a lot, because it is outside. It's actually in a county park, Lake Farm County Park on Madison South Side.
Nice.
Great little park, actually, too. It has to be fun to play in outdoors and the natural acoustics of outside, you know?
Yeah, and during the day, too. And this year, we have an incredible lineup.
Yeah, you do.
We have a lot of returning bands, because it's been a few years. You know, we had COVID that happened. Our last Punk's Picnic was 2019.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while. So we're reviving it, you know, getting everyone together. So we got a lot of returning bands and some new faces. So the first one to come on is actually returning from 2019. So this is the Sulky Siren. And she is basically a mermaid that sings and plays the ukulele. So the kids love it, right? It's at 12:40, and she comes out in her little wagon with her mermaid tail, and she sings for the, you know, for everyone. Really, you can enjoy.
That's amazing.
And she is also a member of Poor Choices. So that band is out of Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yes, they are.
And they are so punk, and they're acoustic punk, actually. So they have
acoustic, you know, folk punk. I actually have a song from them lined up.
Oh, good. Washboards. Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, yes. So they're awesome. And you know, if you look on the Facebook event, you can see all of their websites. So you can click on there and check out all these individual bands. They're so amazing. The next band I'm really proud of is called The Isopod. So this is a kind of side project that I'm working on. I got pulled into, invited to. So it's Adam Shabo. He's you know, been around in the music scene. He used to be in Tremo. He plays guitar and sings, and then Adam Tregray, who is also in Sons of Adam, which is on the list, plays bass, and then Juan Wah of Gentle Brontosaurus is in this band, and she plays keys and sings,
oh my gosh.
And then obviously me on drums. So it's super fun. It's totally different than Venus and Furs. And we just have a lot of fun together. So that's the Isopods. And then next up, we have Cats on Leashes.
I love all these names.
Another amazing band. All of my friends, really, really good people. Dar and Jerry and Tim, they're so great. So I want to go through all of them, but do you have any questions on any of these?
Well,
have you heard of all these?
I'm not sure if we have time to get through all of them, but a couple of the ones I was interested in, Beefus is closing out tonight.
Beefus is true
and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. I love those guys.
Moes
and Ohms is also playing tonight. They have a brand new album. In fact, Rocker's going to be playing some tonight in Max and Kevy.
Excellent, excellent.
Anthony of Moes and Ohms created a poster for the event.
This sounds official now.
Screen printed. Wow. It's going to be for sale at the event. It's beautiful. I'll post a photo here soon if I haven't already. But yeah, it's pretty. We also have, we're going to have a table with something that's really dear to my heart. So a group called Powers. It stands for Pregnancy Options Wisconsin, Education, Resources, and Support. So this is a group that helps. It's a group of doulas that got together, and they have a hotline for pregnancy options. And really, I mean, it's so needed. If someone is in a situation, they just need to talk to someone, they need help, they need support, and they're going to have a table. So, you know, donations welcome, but also just to get more information. This group is so good. It's pregnancyoptionswiwisconsin.org.
It's great.
So
great
check
idea.
Them out. They'll be at Punk's Picnic, yeah.
And it is a potluck, so if you come, do we have to bring a dish to pass?
You don't have to, but yeah, it's helpful because it's an all-day event, so people get hungry. So I just say, you know, bring whatever you're going to eat and a little bit extra, and somebody will pick it up, and, you know, it's kind of nice community building that way.
Got to bring some punk rock lasagna.
There you go.
What is punk rock lasagna?
I don't know. I just made it up. I know there's cheese in it.
I know that recipe.
There's pepperoni in it. That's what makes it punk rock.
Yeah, then you got to give it a little heat.
Yes, Italian sausage.
Yes.
There you go. I'm giving away all my secrets here.
Man.
I love it.
Marlo Darkin from Venus and Furs on the phone. We're talking about Punk Picnic happening September 10th at Lake Farm Park. We got the music. There's going to be food there as a potluck. Anything else that people should know about this?
Just bring yourself, bring good energy, bring your kids, bring your puppies, and listen to some great music. I mean, every one of these bands on here, I'm gonna be there all day to check out.
No kidding. Oh my gosh. Hey, Jimmy K, do we have a moment to ask about Venus and Furs?
Yes.
Because I am just any new music coming out anytime soon?
Yeah. We are in the process of writing new songs to record a new album. We haven't gotten quite as many as we want yet because we all have kids and day jobs.
What?
Yeah, go figure.
Right.
But it's slow coming, but we'll get there, and we definitely want to write a new album. We have a new song called East Side Girl that we debuted at Eakin Park and then also Pride Fest. We played Madison Pride Fest, which was pretty amazing. This last weekend.
Well, that'll give us something to look forward to also, knowing that there's more new music from Venus and Furs.
When it's done and ready for the people, bring it to us.
Please.
We would love to hug you and play your music.
Oh, goody.
Yes.
Marlo, thank you so much for your time tonight. We really appreciate it.
Of course. It's always great talking with you guys. Thank you so much.
Wonderful to talk with you too, and have a great Punk's Picnic.
Saturday.
I like saying that.
Yeah, just fun. Saturday, September 10th is at Lake Farm Park. Mm-hmm. Starts at noon, goes all day. Tons of music. It's going to be good. Thanks again. We appreciate you. And let's do some Venus and Furs.
Yeah, let's.
Let's do a redo. Just try it on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
get.
Sync Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
And my breath.
it was. Da 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 da.
Alone with You, Lorenzo's Music. That's their latest one on Max Inc. Radio. Terry?
Yes.
Deb Fields is on the phone.
No way!
What's up, Deb? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful this Saturday night listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh my gosh, so good to hear from you.
And you're excited about Punk's Picnic, right?
I am. It was great to hear Marlo. Thanks for having her on and promoting Punk's Picnic, which... it's just an incredible thing, and the reason I'm calling is Marlo knows this already. I am devastated. I have to leave town.
Oh, no.
I can't believe I'm missing this. It's a great lineup, and all I can say is she did a great job describing it. It's like a family reunion, but you really love everybody that's going to be there, and the best lineup of music. Bring your dog, bring the food, but you can't, the music is incredible. It's just, you don't get this group of punk together like this.
I love that, that's my scene.
That's so great.
Well, September 10th is going to be awesome. Deb, it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you for calling in.
Be so cool.
Yes, Terry, JK, we love you. Keep on fighting for live local.